monarch was in Parliament to outline the government's agenda for the coming year. It includes already announced plans to phase out smoking and a tougher ban on the live exports of livestock. Reading out Rishi Sunak's priority policies, His Majesty also mentioned the Israel-Hamas war. He said the Prime Minister would work with international partners.
This includes the consequences of the barbaric acts of terrorism against the people of Israel, facilitating humanitarian support into Gaza, and supporting the cause of peace and stability in the Middle East.
A COBRA meeting held to discuss emergency situations is taking place this afternoon, with a particular focus on the impact of the war between Israel and Hamas on the UK. The Deputy Prime Minister, Oliver Dowden, is chairing it. Israel's Prime Minister is suggesting his country will have overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period. Thousands of Israelis and Palestinians have died since Hamas attacked exactly a month ago. Joe Lycett has reached his fundraising goal of £50,000 for a homelessness charity in just 2 days. He launched it after remarks by the Home Secretary Suella Braverman, who claimed rough sleeping was sometimes a lifestyle choice. The Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta is standing by his post-match comments on Saturday and his club's criticism of refereeing standards. He called the decision to award Newcastle's goal in a 1-0 defeat a disgrace and embarrassing. He's since doubled down on that.
First of all, look inside the house, all the things that we can do better, and then we can talk externally, okay, is there anything that I can affect what we are actually doing? But first look inside, and I'm the first one to look in the mirror.
And Prince William has told his Earthshot Prize Award ceremony in Singapore that hope remains despite climate change becoming a visible problem. Five winners have picked up awards. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, it's sunny out at the moment, yet late in the afternoon, some patches of cloud look to drift in from the northeast, leaving a chance of the odd brief shower. Tonight it is expected to be dry and largely clear skies for most part, but towards dawn, however, thick clouds will start to build in from the west, with highs still of 11 and overnight lows of 4.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and a warm welcome to Drive. I'm Joe Bailey and I'm going to be spinning you 3 hours of brilliant music. A not-so-regular feature is back. It's Guess the Lyrics, one-hit wonder. Of course, guess the intro. We've still got Emily in the studio as well today. Also, a huge shout to Scott Ross for brilliant 1-3, as always. But let's kick the show off with a bit of Queen.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Ready to reload like an atom bomb, about to explode. supersonic woman of you. Don't stop me, don't stop me, don't stop me.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't stop me, don't stop me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I like it.
Don't stop me,
have a good time, good time.
Don't stop me, don't stop me.
Oh.
Sonic man out of you.
Don't
stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball.
Don't stop me now.
If you wanna have a good time, just give me a call.
Don't stop me
try
now.
To have a good time.
Don't stop
yes,
me now.
Have a good time.
I don't wanna stop at all.
Oh, I do love a bit of Queen. So, as I say, it's Tuesday. So, for the foreseeable Tuesday, for this, I'm having one of those days that I had to rush to the studio today. We've got Emily back every Tuesday for the foreseeable future, is what I meant to say. And every Tuesday. How you doing, Emily?
Good. How are you?
Obviously better than me you're doing yeah. today. Yeah. So, you're going to catch up and talk about stuff, because you've been like wanting to do like a little project as well, haven't you, and stuff
yeah.
like that.
On mental health and exams.
Yeah, so we're going to have a little chat about that at the end of the hour, really, something like that as well. Yeah, have you been asking for if anybody wants any requests as well from school?
I've been coming up with, like, my own... my own. I've been thinking of Oasis.
Oh, nice one. Okay, so we'll have some of those a little bit later. Yeah, we'll have your playlist later as well, Emily, yeah.
My people at my school have been playing Christmas songs, so... Yeah.
And just a
it
reminder,
might be a bit early.
Christmas, no, not yet. No, we can't say the word until December. No, not yet. I'd love them, though, to do it now, but never mind. I'd be playing them 24-7. I still watch that Christmas channel that's on the telly that's 24-7, literally throughout the whole of the
really?
Year. It's a Christmas channel movies, and sometimes in March, I'll sneak one in still as well. It's
around
very
Easter.
Naughty of me. Yeah. Oh, just to, like, remind if someone's tuning in for the first time, what school is it that you go to? And you're here for work experience, right?
Yeah, I go to the Birkie School and I'm a creative student, so I study film, sociology and art, so it's sort of quite different to
yeah.
what other people would sort of study.
Good stuff. Well, it's some exciting stuff.
Exciting. It's fun stuff.
I don't know why I'm whispering again, but listen, I am going to play Freya Ridings. I'm going to let us chill out a little bit because the sun's still shining out there. It's a lovely afternoon. Been rushing around all morning.
Some calm music.
Just a little bit of chill. A little bit of Freya Ridings, Lost Without You. Did you know that's Peppa Pig's father?
Really?
Is actually her dad in real life. Yeah, I know.
I had no clue.
There you go.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known. To love someone so much, to have no control. You said I wanna see the world, and I said, go. I
trying to get home. You are the only safe haven that I've known. It's me and false me. Feel like I can't breathe. And nobody knows. It's pain inside me. My world is crumbling. I should never let you go home. I think I'm lost without you.
This day in 1978 was Mark Daniel Reid, vocals of A1. Do you remember them?
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Was just a state of mind. A puzzle made of pieces you can't find. But for me, you never really had the time. I was blind. Oh.
Everything that you meant to me is written in the pages of my history. But it's over now, as far as I can see. Suddenly,
things are so different now you're gone. I thought it'd be easy, I was wrong.
Caught in the middle.
They had quite a few tracks out back in the 90s, to be fair. Then we'll have a couple more tracks, actually, from the 90s, because we will be having a track, as Emily requested, from Oasis coming up in a minute. But first, let's listen to the guest intro.
Guess the intro.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 7 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Right, we're back now. Emily, what was the track again?
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Don't Look Back in Anger. Yeah, that's the one. I'm just going to put it in properly. But why though? Did you know I've got a fact for that? Do you know what the fact it is?
What is the fact?
Oh, you know, I'm full of useless facts. You're getting to know me now, right, Emily? So, no Gallagher. You know the line, stand up beside the fireplace.
Yeah.
Excuse my voice, right?
It's great.
Take that look from off your face. Not bad, yeah. Right? Got there, right? Well, anyway, when he was a kid, he always had to stand in front of the fireplace because his mum used to take, you know, like they used to have photographs way back, way, way back. You would obviously weren't even around then. And he was always look grumpy in the photos. So his mum always, every time, had to say to him, take that look from off your face. And that's where he got that line from.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Totally useless information. But what's the track again?
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Here we go.
You've seen
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, it's queuing traffic on the A406 North Circular Road in London, southbound at the A13. Beckton Roundabout, the travel time there is already 20 minutes. Now, on the A12 southbound, partially blocked queuing traffic due to obstruction on the road. And that's from Junction 18 at Danbury to Junction 17 in Howell Green. Here in Brentwood, A1023, slow-moving traffic on both directions between Middleton Hall and Hunton Road. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between Noke Bridge and Pips Hill Road North due to the roadworks. It's actually cleared. It's flashed in front of my eyes. It's now cleared, but there is still a little bit of slow traffic moving around that area. Now in Chelmsford Parkway East, slow moving traffic outbound towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Still in Chelmsford, there's slow moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road, A114, and Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Now let's head over to the Tube for you. There's underground stations closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. Trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line at Green Park due to faulty fire equipment there. Trains are not stopping also on the Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing due to engineering works. And there's no service on the Elizabeth Line between Maidenhead and Reading, and severe delays between Hayes and Harlington and Maidenhead, all due to overhead line problems at Twyford. And finally, service is only running on the DLR between Canning Town and Beckton, and between Woolwich Arsenal and Poplar. Strike action on the 7th of November causing that, and there's no service on the rest of the line. There'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now we're going to have, we've had a little bit of rock and roll, let's have a little bit of country. A brand new track from Carrie Underwood, Drunk and Hungover.
I wanna kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get high on your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come on, go wondering where he is. I can't be waking up on your shoulder, dreaming about him.
Like that track, Carrie Underwood, Drunk and Hungover. Now, we've got Emily in the studio again. It is Tuesday. Anna says she will be here for the foreseeable futures on Tuesday, which is great. I said to Emily when you first came along, Emily, didn't I? I said, like, it would be great if you can pick out segments that you want to do so we can find out what's going on locally as well. So what have you been up to the week? I mean, obviously I know, but yeah. Tell us what you've been up to.
Since it's November and it's Men's Mental Health Month, I decided to look into it more and get more perspectives on mental health, since it's quite a personal topic, but then men's mental health, it's not really talked about. And there's not a lot of information about it. I feel like when you ask people, it's mainly about women's and not men's. So I went around my school and I tried to get some sort of like views from some boys. And the answers were actually very similar in what I got. It was to do with exams. So it was how you feel coming up to exam season and how you feel under pressure, how you prepare.
Mm.
And surprisingly, they said that they don't feel stressed and that they prepare to not feel stressed, which was really surprising for me.
Because that kind of don't make sense. You, obviously, you like for anything, you have to prepare. I mean,
yeah.
I know you might be shocked, Emily, but I do actually prepare for the show. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can get like a little, especially leading up to exams, like preparing for stuff, that's part of it. But surely you'd get the stress as well. So that's quite surprising. What else, other answers were you getting?
I got, you know, the nature of exams are incredibly stressful as they are. I think they accept that they have to work, otherwise they won't get the good grades and they'll fail.
Mm.
But then also looking into media and schools who, like, portray this message that they can talk about mental health, they feel like they can't. It's just sort of socially constructed, sort of make them feel included and
They don't feel it. Surprising to me, because I talk to a lot of people about mental health and people's struggles in all walks of life and all generations as well, really, to be fair. So I am really surprised about that. So, yeah, so did you get any positive stuff there? Were people were aware of it and dealing with it? Or
yeah, I got an answer actually really surprised me, because I sort of asked, like, do you feel, not offended, but like, the fact that there's only 1 month dedicated to it, like, why is it just men's mental health for, like, 1 month? You know, is it because people don't really care about it? And someone said that, like, drawing attention to it and bringing awareness makes it more difficult to talk about.
What?
Because they feel sort of like they have to talk about it on this month. Mm. And that really surprised me, because I was thinking, wouldn't it make you feel a bit more, I don't know.
It can be more open to be able to actually speak to someone. But I guess maybe, like, if everybody is feeling like that, if all the boys at your school are feeling like that, that it's still kind of that thing where they're not able to speak to anyone about it. And if everybody's saying the same thing, they're not going to talk to each other then, which is actually really quite worrying, really, to be fair, as well.
It is.
Yeah. Because, like, obviously with the girls and that, have you been asking the girls at the school?
Oh, yeah. When I asked the girls, it was, for me, I think it's easy for me to ask, because as a girl myself, they would probably feel a bit more open telling me. But they really went into detail. They said, you know, they feel under pressure to achieve highly.
Yeah.
And the boys, you know, they say that they distract themselves, they put it off, which I think quite a lot of people do. But obviously that's their coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
And they just, there's fewer observable symptoms of it.
Yeah.
They just mask it very well. Which is, it's quite upsetting, really.
No, it is. Yeah, there's a much bigger picture going on there as well. But again, it might be because, as you say, that it's coming from you as a young woman, you know, rather than one of the other boys.
Yeah.
It might be a different answer there as well. Maybe you'll have to ask your boyfriend to find out, as I see what's going on. Did you ask him about stuff?
I did.
You don't have to say anything.
He gave the insight that mental health, like, as much as people say that it's sort of welcomed and people can talk about it, you just can't. Like, it's just not, like, it's been socially accepted for so long that you cannot talk about it. And the stereotypes sort of circulating for years now that it's just too far gone.
Wow.
That's how boys think. They think it's like the damage is done.
Mm.
I did get some positives.
Yeah.
some boys said that, you know, if they don't prepare enough for a test and they feel really like stressed out, they don't know what to do, they just go for it. They just go in the test, they go for it, they don't worry about it. And I thought that was actually quite good. But they don't.
But again, still masking it in a way as well.
It's still masking it, yeah. You know, I asked, who would you, you know, talk to? Like, if you were really thinking, if it was a burden, you know, who would you talk to? And they said, well, no one. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Again, because they're sort of masking everything so well as well. And feel
especially in a school, you know, when I was asking, in the environment of a school, where there's people around them everywhere, social lives, friend groups, teachers, and even like the groups at school that are meant to help. You know, it's quite...
But if that individual still doesn't want to, it's not that the school isn't providing everything there, and
it's just
got
the feeling that they don't want to.
Network there, but as an individual still, it's kind of not getting through, is it, from society
it's
as
a
whole,
block.
Really, yeah.
It's a mental block in itself that they can't talk about their mental health, so it's like, it goes... It links together, really.
Yeah, but it surprised you as well, Emily, didn't it? So
yeah, it did.
Like, the way you're saying it, it's like you're still surprised, actually, with the outcome.
Yeah, it was really hard to get an emotional sort of connection. I was struggling with it, which sort of, it taught me something. It's not that easy to talk about it to people.
So listen, we're going to have to do some more of this. Maybe bring a couple of people in if you mean.
Peers
as well to bring it in and to have more of a chat about everything else. And you'll be having other projects you're going to be working on as well throughout the show.
Undercover.
Yes. Have you got a name yet for your undercover name?
I haven't thought about that one yet.
You need a radio name as well, don't you?
I do.
You have to find a radio name. Maybe you should put a poll out in your school. You need a radio name. We'll see. Anyway, listen, Emily, thanks for that. But look, you're sticking around anyway for another good couple of hours yet. I'm going to play Rudimental. Do you like Jess Glynn? You into Jess Glynn?
I do. I actually listen to some Jess Glynn.
Do you? There we go. You always look surprised again. Here we go. Cheers, Emily. That's brilliant.
I know you moved on to someone new. Whole life is beautiful. You were the light for me to find my truth. I just wanna say thank you. Leaving to find my soul. Told her I had to go. And I know it ain't pretty when our hearts get broke. Too young to feel this old. Watching us both turn cold. Oh, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke. Yeah, I know it ain't pretty when two hearts get broke.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days, to show for it now. And I know it ain't pretty when the fire burns out. Calling me when I'm drunk, remind me of what I've done. And I know it ain't pretty when you're trying to move on.
Reminiscing on those past days, I thought you didn't know where my last name, but that changed. And
I traveled around the world. Think where you living at now? I heard you moved to Austin, got an apartment and settled down. And every once in a while, I start texting, write a paragraph, but then I delete the message. Think about you like a pastime. I could cry you a river, get you baptized. Or I wasn't ready to act right. Used to always think I'd get you back right. They say that things fall apart. We were gonna move to Brooklyn, you were gonna study art. Love is just a tool to remind us who we are, and that we are not alone when we're walking in the dark.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days we left. All our troubles will let us rest. We wish we could come back to these days, these days. We wish we could come back to these days.
Oh, do love Jess Glynn's voice there. Right, now we've got another one from our A-list from Phoenix FM. It's the New Zealand band Marmalade with Bright, and I will be playing their brand new single as well at the end of the week. But I love this track. It's like she's running out of breath. Right, now, Charlene Spiteri, it's her birthday today, so I've got to play something from her. Singer-songwriter, of course, from Texas, had the 1997 UK number 3 hit. She was robbed. It should have been number 1. Say what you want.
Yeah.
to sleep tight.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Now here's Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
With the crucial, with the wild, taken in possession by the music and beguiled. Hold tight, we're going up.
Coming up around 4:30, we're going to be playing three tracks, all with the word time in the title. If you've got a favourite, you can email the station, radio@phoenixfm.com, or Joe Socials at Joe Bailey Music on Facebook and Instagram.
Future's overdue, you're an old hat. Turn the engine on, our song blaring out a damn radio. Singing, I need to know, no turning back.
FM Boys, Nothing But Thieves, Overcome. That was from a couple of years ago now. Got loads of new songs out. They've been travelling literally all over the world as well. They are absolutely smashing it out of the park. I've not said that for a while, have I? Right now, on this day in 1967, history was made when Reg Dwight and Bernie Taupin signed to DJM Publishing. Now, their signatures had to be witnessed by their parents as they were both under 21 years of age. Hard to believe, right? But their partnership is all thanks to the NME, a huge publication back in the day. Still is now, to be fair, as Taupin actually answered an advertisement for a lyric writer. There we go, and history was made. So here's Pinball Wizard with Elton John, and I'll see you the other side of the news. We've got so much coming up, haven't we, Em?
Yeah.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.